this is Dr. Khan indicating psychiatry note. Today's date is January 22nd. Patient identifying information. Rita Hazen, H-A-Z-E-N, is a returning. This is an established patient. Vital signs, 5 feet 1 inches, weight 160 pounds, pulse 72 per minute. Chief complaint, I have been feeling more depressed. I am not doing well. Unquote. History of peripheral illness. Patient describes. Patient presents with increasing symptoms of dysphoria, depression, feels as having difficulty functioning in her capacity as a direct care attendant with the elderly, having difficulty with getting up in the morning, feels very isolated and withdrawn. Past psychiatric history, has recurrent episodes of depression, family psychosocial history. Patient works with the elderly, describes it as very stressful. Alcohol substance abuse history. Patient denies use of alcohol or substances. On appearance, appears slightly disheveled, poor eye contact. Gait and station were normal and steady. Metastatic examination reveals flat constricted affect, mood is depressed, dysphoric, describes neurovegetative signs with difficulty with tiredness, fatigue, early morning awakening, increase in anxiety. No perceptual disorders, no delusional thought contents, and questions specifically denies any active suicidal ideation, intent, or plan, no evidence of any gross cognitive impairment. Neurological system, no headaches, no neurological symptoms, pupils are equal in reacting to light. Problem number one, major depression, recurrent. Problem number two, anxiety. Increase in anxiety. Problem number three, psychosocial stressors. Diagnosis, 296.X1A, 296.32, X1B, 300.02. Treatment plan, number one, discontinue Celexa. Patient is not showing an adequate response. Number two, increase clonopin to 0.5 milligrams POTID. Number three, trial of fluoxetine, 20 milligrams daily. Number four, I have discussed with the patient in detail the risk-benefit analysis, side effects, indications for use, effect on driving, and interaction with alcohol or the above medications. Number five, continue therapy with Sarah Clayton, LICSW. Number six, follow-up has been scheduled. Emergency access numbers have been provided to the patient. End of dictation. Thank you.